Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another week of I Hate This Podcast with
Justin
Incredible. I'm the man that sits alongside him every week, Jay Miller. What a week it has been. Jeez.
Holy shit.
It has been a week.
Jay, I know you've... Jesus H. Christ, dude. I know you've gone through some ridiculous medical, physical shit. Bless your heart, dude. Wish you nothing but the best. What was it, appendicitis?
Yeah, they had to remove my appendix. It burst. Like, it was actually burst.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, fuck. Well, anyways, man, I knew that was going on, and you're the man, dude. You're the fucking, you're the best partner I could fucking ever fucking want. I mean, you were down from day one. You were like, yo, I'm fucked up. Like, shit's going down. Like, I don't feel well, and that's like, I mean, I know it's like, it's funny, you know, it may sound funny to people, but when you're legitimately going through personal physical stuff, it's real, dude. Like, it's real. And dude, I love you. I'm grateful, and you were always there. You always had your eyes on the prize, which is what we do, our podcast, you and I. And I'm just hoping you're feeling better today, and let's fucking just take this shit over, man, because we got so much fucking cool shit. We have so much cool shit going on that it's fucking, I don't know. Let's just do it, Joe.
Well, I do know, laying in the hospital bed Saturday night, I had the chance to watch All In. What a show.
Oh, my God.
Fucking.
Brother.
Dude, this is bigger than WrestleMania in my eyes.
Me too.
It's huge.
Dude, me too. And if I may, I know I have verbal. I'm the accuser of, like, I'm accused of always doing the verbal diarrhea, like where I, you know, talk. Dude, this was the truth. I'm friends with Dustin, not Cody. I don't know Cody very well. Going into what they did, and even the Bucks, I worked with the Bucks, Matt and Nick. I wrestled with those guys, dude. And all that shit aside, this changed the landscape of what is professional wrestling. It made what we do. It made what we do legit. It made, I don't know, it just made everything so much, I don't know, it was a cool fucking thing. These guys did it right. I mean, 10,000 plus, you know, in Chicago. I mean, goddamn, man, these kids fucking knocked it out of the park. And you know what, Jay? Shame on us for not fucking doing it before them.
You know?
You know what I'm saying?
I was texting some of my friends in the business that night. I'm like, why the fuck didn't we come up with this? We could have did this.
Yeah. Hey, but that's the whole thing. I mean, we all could have. It just took the balls. Not balls. I mean, it's just the business needed something. Being that there's no more, you know, wrestling, professional wrestling always thrived on competition. You know, oh, WCW, yeah. NWA, blah, blah, blah. You know, it goes, the list goes on and on. And all they need is something different, something to make the connection. And dude, I literally, you know, thanks to yours truly, Jay Miller, who gave me, you know, who thankfully paid for the gimmick and gave me the passcode. But no, I watched that shit religiously. Like, as a fan, yes, but more or less, like, I'm trying to figure this out. Like, how can we do this? Like, how can you and I, as a brand, as a company, or whatever? It was almost too good to be true. Perfect storm, dude. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah. Perfect storm. And it was amazing. And I'm so grateful. As a fan, I've never been, dude, we all watch WrestleMania. Everybody watches WrestleMania, blah, 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 blah. This was better than WrestleMania. This was, and I watched Cody and Nick, and I spoke to Billy Corgan myself. I literally, like, less than 24 hours ago, I was on the phone with Billy Corgan, who owns NWA, and he's pushing the gimmick. You know, it's more about what we're trying to push as an industry. It's not about who's getting over, or, you know, me. It's not a you thing. It's not a me thing. It's a business thing. It's like professional wrestling matters, kind of. That's what I get from Billy. At least that's what he's indulged me with, his knowledge. Yeah, it's about, like, yo, this shit's special. And I believe what we are doing today is special. And it inspired me. This whole fucking whole deal inspired me. What you and I do inspires me, and it keeps me alive. And it keeps a lot of other people alive, too, because this is, I mean, I don't know, man. I just really feel that there's such a different, we're just breaking ground on what could be something so great. Dude, you know, and that's, again, I'm going blah blah on you, but it's what it is, and I do believe in professional wrestling, and that's what Billy does, and that's what NWA does, and that's what's going on right now.
Oh yeah, and we're gonna talk more about the big NWA show coming up later on. But let's run through the matches that they had it all in. It started off great. Matt Cross versus MJF. I love MJF. This kid is the perfect. He has the Just Incredible personality from 1998. The fuck you, I don't care about you, I'm better than you attitude, and he wears it everywhere. I mean, to see him in there with Matt Cross. Matt Cross has been around forever. Matt Cross is from my area. I've known Matt probably 15 years now. Dude's been around forever. It was great to see him finally get that shining opportunity in America. And to see him open it up with MJF in a fantastical match was awesome.
Yeah, I agree. And he, it's so true. I mean, all of us, I mean, you, myself, everybody in the business, we all look for the opportunity to strike, right? You know, it's like whatever it may be. And I understand the landscape of professional wrestling has changed greatly. But still, at the end of the day, it's that opportunity to strike. And that motherfucker is fucking badass. He's a badass dude. He's a great performer. And he is as good as anybody is in the ring. So, amen to him. Again, it's easier said than done. Like, a lot of times, and I was thinking about this quite a bit today, where it's like, because so much good stuff has been going on in the world of pro wrestling, what we do, what you and I do with the podcast, with just the business, period. But what we really do is we adore and love professional wrestling. That's the end all. That's the be all end all. And we truly want to honor the greatness of pro wrestling. Hence Cody. Like, I don't know Cody very well. Like, I worked with him once or twice. I'm friends with the old man. You know, God rest his soul. It's like, Dusty has thrown more elbows my way than most people, and I'm grateful. And Dustin, Goldust, I mean, again, coming from the 90s, you know, from the Attitude Era, fucking how many times did I could tell you shit, they would turn you fucking so many colors, fucking white, black, red, gray, whatever. Like, I have shit that would turn most people fucking crazy as far as knowledge and what he did. But what I'm trying to say, at the end of the day, what I'm trying to say is the American dream, Dusty Rhodes, the history of the business. And that was what was so great with All In, was it was more than a human being, more than Cody, more than the Jacksons, more than Kenny, all those guys. It was about, this is a tradition. The world of pro wrestling is a tradition. It's a beautiful tradition. And we all work our fucking asses off. Not just about working our asses off. We give our heart, our soul, my life, my entire bloodline. Dude, you could slit my fucking wrists open right now. I bleed professional wrestling. And again, it's whatever. I'm not saying I deserve a prize for it. I'm just saying that's how much we are invested in it. And I'm so grateful that everybody had a chance to celebrate what was All In and the whole gimmick. It's amazing. I'm grateful, dude. That's all I'm saying. Grateful.
Now after that was Christopher Daniels and Stephen Amell, or the Green Arrow. This was the match for me that I couldn't get into. I love Daniels, but Stephen Amell just was not ready for a one-on-one match, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, I give him all the credit in the world for going out there, and you know he did what he could. Jerry Lynn being out there as a third man definitely helped. But it wasn't a match that caught me and had me hooked.
No, I totally agree with you, Jay. And you're right. Especially with a guy like Jerry. I mean, Jerry is, I mean, Jesus, you put on, I mean, you say professional. He is, I mean, you look up professional in the dictionary. He is probably one of the greatest professionals ever. Like, I'm no kidding aside. Like, he's the shit. Like, he's a kind human being, which always goes above and beyond. He's a great person, as a, you know, but nonetheless, it's just, man. Again, we forget, as much as we try to portray and play that this is a work. As much as this shit is a work, as much as it is a shoot. Because it is that important to us. And we are, I guess, we're all guilty of being marks at some point. But Jerry Lynn, one of the greatest of all time. And I think he did the best he could coming into what he had to come into. And I know he's smart as fuck, dude. Jerry's way smarter than I am. And he knows the deal. But yeah, dude, I just know that unfortunately, it becomes the work. It's like, when does the work turn into the shoot, vice versa? And I think really that's what happens right now. You know, that's just.
And then after that, they had the 4-way women's match. Tessa Blanchard, the daughter of Tully Blanchard. She defeated Chelsea Green, who I love. Madison Rain, who I've known her probably for about 10 years. She's another one from this area. And Britt Baker, who's actually dating Adam Cole. And that was a great match. And I think the ladies really stepped up and shown that, hey, we can hang with the boys too.
Oh, absolutely, dude, absolutely. And the ladies, quite honestly, in my humble opinion, I think they have it locked down. Tessa is, I mean, I don't know her at all. I never met her personally, but I know who she is professionally, and I know Tully, who is an idol of mine. I mean, that was the shit, dude. That was the shit. That was, you know, they're one of the greatest of all time. And I honestly think when push comes to shove and Tessa gets put into bigger and badder situations in the world of pro wrestling, you know, it's going to change. It's not going to be easy for her because she has big shoes to fill. Not saying she cannot. I know she can. But nonetheless, it's like, you know, it's almost like, dude, damned if you do, damned if you don't. Like, you know, and I do think that she is going to be huge. And I really hope that someday she will be in the WWE roster. And I know she will. The bottom line is she will. It's too good to not happen. She just needs the experience. But Tessa Blanchard is fucking, she's gold. She's fucking money. And, you know, whether it's today, tomorrow, or next week, she's going to be a future world champion in WWE.
All right. Now, Tessa Blanchard. Oh, shit. Tessa Blanchard versus Charlotte Flair. That's going to be a hell of a feud, just with the story there, the background and the history.
Oh, my God. I know. Poor Charlotte. Dude, I think I love Charlotte. That girl is, like, she is one of the most athletically gifted individuals that I've ever known, personally, at least personally. But, you know, at the end of the day, her biggest fight is she's the Nature Boy's daughter. And you know what that means, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's what it is, right?
That's always gonna be a cloud over your head, no matter what.
Regardless. And I know Charlotte is a real, like, I mean, she's a real woman. She's a fucking badass fucking woman. She's a killer. She's great in the ring. She's great as a performer. No, but you still the Nature Boy's kid. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
So
it's always going to be what it is, no matter what.
It's going to be what it is. So you know what? It's, you know, bless her, because it's going to be, at the end of the day, it's going to be good for her, as far as, you know, what she's going to be able to do. But, dude, it's going to be fucking ridiculous at the end of the day when she's going to have to, you know, step up and be around the Ronda Rouseys or whoever. I mean, there's going to be, I mean, if we're talking about greatest of all time, I mean, I get it, dude. It's all work. Yes, it's all fake, blah, blah, blah. But if we're really going to talk about because at the end of the day, professional wrestling is fantasy booking, because professional wrestling is fake. I know. Wow, I'm going to get fucking blasted. Get it. No big deal. But it's the truth. And I think when Ronda fucking realizes what's going on in her life, like, after the money is starting to fucking kind of, like, it's all good, she's going to realize, wow, I have a fucking legacy to fucking uphold and to keep up. And welcome to the show, motherfuckers, all of you. Like, I've never been more inspired, dude. And you and I wanted to talk to you about this, and we kind of just put this on blast, like, today. But regardless of our personal shit going on, there's so much I want to talk about with you, but it's not relevant. But dude, I've never been so inspired in the business pro wrestling that I am today, because there is so much amazing shit going on with us, with what you do, with I do, you know, all of us. There's just so much good shit going on. I think we really can finally own this shit to where this becomes ours. It's not WWF, WWE, WCW, ECW. It becomes us. It becomes us. Like Nick Aldis, NWA, and I know, you know, you could always say, oh yeah, Billy Corgan. Dude, Billy fucking, I fucking talked to Billy, dude. I watched the fucking NWA match with Billy and fucking Nick Aldis, with Nick Aldis and Cody. And I fucking hit Billy up and he's like, he literally got off the stage from a sold out show in Utah. Right? And I'm like, dude, did you see it? He goes, no, I didn't. What's up? And I'm like, dude, your fucking boy just rocked the fucking house and all in.
Yeah.
You know? And, but it was that, but it, again, it's that simple. It's like there is a hunger. There is a real hunger for professional wrestling. You know, and it's, I know it doesn't, it's not sexy, it's not cool, but there really is a hunger for what we do. And Jay, I know you could do it. I know I could do it. We are who we are for a reason. And dude, I think we're fucking, I don't know, man. I'm grateful. I'm grateful to have you. I'm grateful to be in this business right now, because right now is special. And I want more and more fans to understand what we do today is going to matter 20 years down the line. We got to remember, like, you know, when Dusty and fucking Abdullah and all those guys, like, you know, you'd watch them, you know, you'd read the magazines and you'd see the fucking, the bloody pictures and, you know, Bruiser Brody, blah, 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 and all those guys. We're in that era, although slightly different, but nonetheless, we are in that era where we can change the game. We, you know what I mean? Like, kind of like,
oh, now more than ever.
We own it, dude. And I'm so blessed. Like I said, I'm so grateful to have you in my corner, because you're so real, you're so good, and you're, you know, again, you're fucking awesome, dude, and I'm grateful to be your partner. I'm just happy to be here, and I think right now is a special time in the business, and it's up to us to what we do with it, you know?
Oh, definitely, definitely. And let's talk, I mean, there's one man that both, that night, both me and you just, I mean, we couldn't get enough of on the pay-per-view, and we both agree he stole the show. And that's Joey Janela.
Oh, I love
Joey. I have maybe become the biggest Joey Janela fan in the world. Like, I mean, his last two performances that I've seen, him versus Sasuke, and then this match here against Adam Page. I love Joey Janela.
Well, I texted Joey like at least 3 or 4 times today, and he didn't get back to me, that motherfucker. So a little bit of heat, but I'll let it go. A little bit of heat, but nonetheless, I've known Joey since he was a kid, like literally. I mean, this is not a joke, and you could ask him this personally. I lived 2 blocks from his home in New Jersey. Okay. And he fucking was like, he was a 14 year old kid and was like, oh fuck, dude. Holy shit. I just slipped. Wow. Anyways, no, he's a 14.
Did you bump it?
No, I did. I took a bump, but no big deal. Anyways, he was a fucking kid, dude.
Whoa.
And I don't know. Just give me a reset, dude.
Oh, okay. Let's just take a quick break here. Let you go ahead and get shit together. We'll be back in just a moment.
Yo, you dealing with the X Factor.
I got everything I ever wanted, and I'll never get that back.
Yo.
Oh, I know you hate it, X Factor, but you ain't gotta look at me like that. I said you ain't gotta look at me like that.
I know you're watching,
but you don't
even lose it.
But what you looking at?
Yeah, you
know. What you looking at?
It will be televised.
What you looking at?
You run around pulling stunts like that. Never in my life could I front like that. I ain't caught like that. I couldn't run like that. I'ma keep it non-fiction and take my hat off. Remember back when things looked grim. I spent a lot of money and time on whim. I remember the crew. Remember the good times. Remember the orange and I remember the sunshine. It's all gone. That's the thing of the past. The fact remains that it moves real fast. So while you sit around hoping things won't change, I'll be sitting pretty singing, hey, Rocky Way.
Baby, life's been good to me, and I know that makes you mad, but that's something you can't see. I got everything I ever wanted, and I'll never give that back. Oh, I know you hate that fact, but you ain't gotta look at me like that. I think you ain't gotta look at me like that.
What you looking at?
We're going to actually have to cut this episode short. There's just some stuff going on we're not going to talk about on the podcast. We'll be back at our regular time on Wednesday at 6 p.m. But we thank you guys for listening in. We apologize for this. And we will see you guys Wednesday evening at 6 o'clock. I apologize for this. But thank you.